Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
If you would, take your New Testament. I want us to go to Mark chapter 11 and verse 22, and I want us to key in on a phrase that Jesus says and learn how you and I, as Christians, those that have heard, those that have believed in Jesus Christ, those that have repented or turned away from our sins and turned to God, those that have confessed that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, with our mouth, by the mouth confession is made, and upon that confession have been baptized into Christ. I want us to learn how you and I can be better Christians with one key word. In Mark chapter 11 and verse 22, Jesus is talking to Peter specifically, but he's speaking to the apostles, and he answered and said, "Have faith in God," or "have the faith of God," maybe a better translation of that from just different rendering. Have faith in God. Faith is imperative for you and I as a Christian. We must have faith. The Bible talks about Jesus specifically having the faith of a child. You know, children will believe what you tell them because you are a figure of authority in their lives. We need to have that same kind of faith. Because I tell you what, dear friends, the whole Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, is filled with things that I have never seen before. I never saw Jesus Christ walk upon this earth, but by faith I believe that he did. I never saw the flood. I never saw Noah's Ark. I never saw Moses part the Red Sea. But by faith I believe they happen. I want us to talk tonight in our allotted time about Christian faith. And I've got a handful of things that you and I do by faith. Really want to key in on that prepositional phrase, by faith. And I want us to identify through Scripture some things that you and I do by faith. So let's look at our first one. Go over to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 1 and verse 17. Flip there if you will. Romans chapter 1 and verse 17. After Paul introduces his topic at hand, writing to the church there at Rome, and before he begins talking about the Gentiles, he gives your thesis statement or the main premise of the book of Romans in chapter 1, verse 16. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek." Keep going. Verse 17, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. For as it is written," Habakkuk 2 and verse 4, "the just shall live by faith." Number one, in Christian faith, by faith, we live. See, the just shall live by faith. By faith in God, that allows me to live not only a physical life, but more importantly, a spiritual life. Allows me to live and to function, spiritually speaking, because I have faith that everything that he's told me in his word is true, and that nothing in the book contradicts itself, because if it did, it wouldn't be from God, because nothing in there contradicts. From the first word "in" to the last word "amen," everything in the middle, nothing contradicts. Number one, by faith we live. So then that tells me, conversely, if I don't have faith, I'm dead, right? Let's look at number two. Let's go to the book of 2 Corinthians. We'll stay here for 2 points. 2 Corinthians, the first chapter and the last verse of that chapter. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 24. As Paul writes to the church at Corinth the second time, he wrote the first time to correct them of a multitude of errors that they had. Word had gotten to him. He wrote a very stern letter. And the feeling behind 2 Corinthians is not as stern. In fact, he begins talking about comfort at least 10 times in the first handful of verses of how you can have comfort in Christ. But notice the last verse of this chapter. "For that we have dominion over your faith." Not that we have dominion over your faith. "We are helpers of your joy, for by faith you stand." Number two, by faith we stand. I'm reminded of what Paul says later on to the church at Ephesus. And he talks about having done all to stand. Stand and defend yourself and put on the whole armor of God. You know, by faith, by belief in God's word, I can stand. I can resist whatever Satan throws at me, and it's a lot. And he tries from the left, and he tries from the right, and it doesn't matter, because by faith I can withstand the wiles of the devil. That's number two, we stand. Number three, flip over to chapter 5 and verse number 7. You may be familiar with this parenthetical statement set off in parentheses. Notice here what Paul says, 2 Corinthians 5:7. For by faith we walk by faith. And not by sight. So number three, by faith we walk. Now does that mean that I can't look at where I'm going? No, certainly not. In fact, it would be very well advised of you to look where you're walking physically. He's not talking about a physical step, but a spiritual step. Once again, the Bible is filled with miracles, miraculous things. We have faith and we believe that each one of them happened. We walk by faith because we believe what he says. Psalm 119, 105, thy word's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my way. It illuminates where you and I go, and by faith I believe that whatever the Bible says is true. And by faith I believe that whatever God has told me, he did it for my best interest. Now sometimes in my best interest he tells me things that I don't want to hear. But a good parent will do that, right? They'll tell you not to do things that you shouldn't do, not to be rude, but to help you out in the long run. The Hebrew writer in Hebrews 12, for no chastisement, no punishment seems enjoyable at the time, but it was done out of love. So by faith, we walk, we believe, and we use God's word to illuminate our path.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Let's look at number four. Flip over to 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. What do we do by faith, Paul? Tell your son in the faith, Timothy. He's began a thought, well, really this whole last chapter. But in verse 12, he says, to fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto you are called. Thou hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. In this section, he tells them a couple of things. They are to flee. Verse 11, what do you flee? These sins that he has just mentioned, verses 6 through or 7 through 10, love of money and all these other sins. He says you are to follow God, follow after righteousness, and then you fight. But how do you fight? Not with the left jab and an uppercut. You fight by faith. What's that? Well, you have to have on the whole armor of God, right? The shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the helmet, the breastplate, the girdle, the shoes. You have to be wearing the right equipment to go into battle. I have watched documentaries and I know people, and we have veterans here with us, and they'll tell you, and I have seen videos of it, of all the different regalia that they have to wear for certain conflicts, certain battles. You never see somebody overseas walking into battle in a t-shirt and blue jeans. It just doesn't work that way. They have to be equipped for the battle. We as Christians are in war. And by faith, we fight. It is a spiritual warfare, not a carnal one. That's number four. Go to number five, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. This one may be familiar to you in a way of a hymn that we sing from time to time. And I actually thought Gary was going to lead it with one of the ones he called out, but I still don't have the songbook memorized yet. Number 5, 1 John 5 and 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Number 5, by faith we overcome. You know, one of my favorite phrases in the book of Romans is we're more than conquerors. And when you conquer, you overcome. That means you can handle whatever battle is in front of you, whatever hill, whatever mountain, no matter how big or how little it may look. We can overcome by faith. Why? Because faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Which, once again, tells me that if you don't have faith, that means you're going to be on the losing side. You don't have the right battle or the right equipment for the battle, so that means that you will not overcome. Two more in there in the book of Romans, the lesson is yours. Go back to Romans chapter 3 and verse 28. Romans, the third chapter and verse 28. After Paul has depicted the Gentiles, he then answers the question, what about the Jews? That's chapter 2. Chapter 3, he paints sin as a worldwide dilemma, culminating in verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. See, all means Jew and Gentile. All, if all, then I have that written by my verse, because I fall into that category. But notice, keep going, because the chapter doesn't end at verse 23. It ends later on. Look at verse 28. What do we do by faith? Therefore we conclude. It's almost as if Paul's going to sum it up for us, isn't he? Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. He says that old law, and he's going to illustrate that in chapter 4 with Abraham. That old law couldn't save you. It rolled your sins forward, but it truly couldn't offer salvation like Jesus Christ provides. So number 6, we are justified by faith. I love that word, justified. Just if I'd never sinned. I'm justified. Jesus Christ comes in and he washes away my sins, and it's just as if I had never sinned in the first place. He is willing to take those away, but only for those who follow him by faith. So once again, if you're not living by faith, then you can't be justified from your sins. Let's go to chapter 5 verse 2 and close this study out. Chapter 5 of Romans and verse 2. He's going to talk about after Abraham. He goes on to say, by whom? Well, who's by whom, Paul? We'll go back to verse 1. Therefore, being justified, there's our word again, by faith, there's our phrase, we have peace with God through whom? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, now we've identified the by whom. By whom? Our Lord Jesus Christ, the one of which we received peace, the one that justified us, by whom we also have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Number 7, we have access to God's grace by faith. So if we are not living by faith, then I don't have God's grace. I don't have where God is not going to give me what I deserve, which is death. Chapter 3, verse 23. Chapter 6, verse 23. All have sinned. Wage of sin is death. But by faith, I have access. That's what he says. Access is permission. That means the door was locked, the door is now open, and you are welcomed in. Come on in to the group. You now receive access by faith. Now notice wherein you stand. Oh, wait, we already talked about that, right? You stand by faith. We receive this and we rejoice. By faith is a pretty important little phrase, isn't it? Just 7 little letters, but it's very important. By faith we live, we stand, we walk, we fight, we overcome, we are justified, and we have access to God's grace. Oh, what a sad life to live if you're not living by faith. Because then that means you don't live, you can't stand, you can't walk, you can't fight, or you'll lose. You won't overcome, you won't be justified, and you'll know what God's grace is. But you don't have access to it if you don't live by faith. So faith comes by hearing, Romans 10, verse 17. Hearing by the word of God. Upon hearing, then you become a Christian. We've come back full circle, haven't we? If you're not a Christian, why not become one? You've already heard. Why not believe? Why not repent? Why not confess? Leave the world behind and follow Jesus and be immersed into Christ by baptism. If you are a Christian, look at all these 7, and these are just 7. We could keep going, but look at these 7 blessings you have in Christ by faith. But if you've fallen away, if you're not living a faithful life with God, then you don't have access to these. You need to return, repent, and be restored.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.